He was talking about the Jell-O tree. Hoot! 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 Well, did we finish our conversation on whether we were going or not, or are we just continuing it in the morning? She'll smirk and be like, exactly. And if we do and they give you problems, I'll just scratch them in the face for you. All right, mine's less deadly, but you know. She'll just smirk and go open the door. She's shutting the door. Wham! She's gonna say something about how she's not decent and be like, Clyde, get the door, and go back up to her room and hide. I was gonna come back down going, I wanted to talk to people before we ran off to go kill some orcs. Why are you running us? You mean the orc village or the mine? You know, I'm okay with that. Well, we're not killing innocent people and vengeance or something. And she looks down at Short Round. Actually, what is your big plan, inevitably? Aside from hunting your brother down and shooting him in the face, what then? All right, after the shooting is done. After the shooting, as in he can reload, shoot more, reload, shoot. He could shoot it as much as he wants when he's done shooting. So after the shooting, not the first shot. Yeah. Delilah's throwing a breakfast roll at Clyde. Playfully. Just whack. All right, fine, let's do this. I rolled a 19 to hit him with a dinner roll or a breakfast roll, whatever it is. Yeah, this is the first thing in the morning we're having breakfast. Did you put your armor on to eat? We're in our house. It's close to him and he has to dodge, maybe. Are you holding your shield? Is that with or without your shield? Are you at the dinner table with your shield? That's fine, but 26 is ridiculous for a breakfast table throw. All right, I'll accept a 22 and I missed. I ain't accepting no fucking 26. At 10 at the breakfast table. Okay. Right, so it's actually going to sit there and be like, is that even possible? I didn't say that. I'm really good at the acrobatics. I suck at hitting things. I'm perceptive and, yeah, I know, right? I'm perceptive and I can do acrobatics. I might not be able to hit things. Actually, she will turn around and be like, I'm guessing we're being strong-armed into this, considering we didn't even tell Sir Reginald that we were going. We said we are going to discuss it, and we haven't reported into him. Depends on if we can make sure that we can even get into that mine and no one's down there. Also, what's in there? What if there's like your gunpowder explosive stuff? Yeah. Yeah, there was the were-sharks. And I had the hides for the were-sharks. I think. Yeah. Yes. You never know. But yeah, not an actual shopping round. Just a, we want to sell these two things so we're not dragging them around. Captive like that, I agree. So what happens if you challenge your brother in this type of situation? Yes, but he doesn't know where he's at. So what would happen if you came up and go, oh, my brother's orders were to let these guys go? Would those men believe it? And would they still be punished? Well, then inevitably it would get back to your brother that somebody, his dead brother, came up and said to, that he said to let this go. Create confusion amongst his ranks. Would he still take it out on the families, or would he blame the idiots running the show? It's theory, but this is his brother. He's on equal footings. So it's like the Lord and the Queen saying something. If I come to you and I'm a queen going, my king said this, you're not going to ask for paperwork. Yeah, but he's standing in front of them. No, short round. No. Right. It's just a thought. Well, I don't want to cause harm to the people's families if he's just going to go back on them. I was thinking maybe it was a way to cause confusion, get save them. Kalila will look out to see how many people they would potentially fight. All right, so it's just one half orc that we would potentially fight. Okay. Kalila actually just looked at both Clyde and Short Round and then go, all right, sit this one out, Clyde. What's your idea? All right. What's your idea? I'd like to know the plan beforehand. You don't hear it. Got it. And she'll walk Short Round away. I mean, if he doesn't know who exactly you are, you could just pretend to be another gnome. You're a gnome, right? No, that was me asking. I got that wrong. Or, okay. Just making sure. she was looking at Short Round going, so you want to go up and try and trick this guy. All right, then what? If he buys it, they go free. No, no harm, no foul. If he doesn't, what's your plan? All right, sounds good. Let's do it. Is it? I'm not planning a murder. You're fine. You're in the clear. Your conscience is fine. Papers. Just for perception wise, what would he be possibly saying? A key to what? She'll just motion to Clyde, like, cut the chains. Unless, like, he doesn't think that the sword is big enough. I don't know how thick these chains are, but I would imagine they're not too terribly, like, tough. Okay, question. Didn't we buy that like lock picking twig or something from Maximilian's shop? Yeah, we just haven't transferred it to my character, so I need to write that down myself. But yes, I can. Are they magical? Oh, yeah, they're magical. Do you think we can bluff the sheriff that he's talking about? Lila will take her position. 19. Shooting it. Oh, yeah. 17 to take shot at that bird. No one said you were allowed to send messages. You know, you sitting here wondering what was before your eyes might explain why you can't even recognize who this person is. He ain't no defibulous. We don't even know who that is. Sixteen. A familiar cue. Well, did he buy my bluff or not? Okay, you never. No, I didn't hear it. No, it's okay. I might not have heard it. So does that mean if the sheriff saw Short Round, they're going to know? Does it matter if we kill him? Is there like a time limit on that? Okay. So we could kill him and it won't get back to his brother. Okay. I'm shooting right away. As soon as he says die. No, I wanted to shoot him. One shot. Oh, I wanted to shoot him. Son of a bitch. And go.